This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The administration today announced it will suspend DACA. That's President Obama's program that grants special work permits and amnesty from deportation to illegal immigrants who arrived in this country as minors. You might think the move would set off a national debate about immigration, the pros, the cons, how much of it we're going to need going forward. But no. Instead, the educated classes became completely hysterical, lecturing the rest of us about the racism of the middle of the country. Watch this.
We can think about the policy issues, but there's this kind of cultural undertow.
Yeah.
That this is really red meat to his base, that it's really speaking to a kind of deep-seated cultural anxiety about the changing nature of the country.
There are people who feel threatened by immigrants, and they're using this concept of unconstitutional as a shield.
He might do away with DACA, which is another moral line that he would be crossing, which is something that would be enforcing, advancing a white supremacy agenda, and also against what majority of Americans want.
Well, this isn't just demagoguery, though it is that. It's also nonsense. Whatever you think of the effects of DACA, no administration could continue it because it's illegal. U.S. immigration laws are pretty straightforward. If you're in the country illegally, you're supposed to leave. If you think that's mean or counterproductive or unfair, take it up with your legislators. Only Congress can change the law. The president is bound to faithfully enforce the laws of the United States. He or any president can simply invalidate those he doesn't like. Former Cabinet Secretary Gutierrez doesn't think this is a meaningful distinction, but if you want to live in a constitutional democracy where laws are more powerful than men, nothing is more important than that. But to our leaders, there is indeed something more important than that. Political power. They've concluded that mass immigration means new and reliable voters, and that means more power for them. If they need to subvert the rule of law to get that power, they will, and they have. In states across the country, politicians now actively boast about ignoring the law. They unilaterally declare federal statutes invalid in their cities. They bar ICE agents from buildings. They give driver's licenses and in-state college tuition to people who are here illegally. They refuse to prosecute immigrants for crimes that have nothing to do with immigration, in effect giving preference to illegals over their own citizens. Congress is little better. They look away as the laws they pass are mocked and flouted. In 2012, Barack Obama decided to take this reasoning to its rational endpoint. He just openly ignored the law by creating DACA. That move was sold as a way to protect people who don't remember living in any country except this one. But like almost everything you hear from Washington, that was mostly propaganda. People who came here illegally at 15 were just as eligible for amnesty under DACA as those who'd arrived as infants. DACA beneficiaries were not supposed to receive benefits. Remember that? That turned out to be a lie, too. In New York, for instance, DACA recipients qualify for both Medicaid and cash assistance. When you refuse to control your borders, you're saying that the country doesn't belong to its people, but to the whole world. When you give away citizenship to anyone who wants it, you're saying that citizenship isn't worth anything. Is that really our position now?
Yeah, it really seems to be the case, and this is what Main Street America has been fed up over, Scott. And, you know, what Tucker Carlson presented here is a good perspective in terms of what is on the other side. I mean, they're just ginning this thing up, not arriving to any kind of solution. You know, as Bill Bennett would refer to it, as the argument of the absurd. It is just an absurd argument. I mean, either you're going to be a nation of laws or you're not. Either this is a government of, for, by, we the people, or it is not. That's really, you know, the dynamic that we're dealing with here. Either the country is being led by we the people, or the elites have run amok, and we have really, you know, the nation itself will end up imploding on itself. So the very soul, the heart and soul of America is at risk here. And for those immigrants who are here illegally, let's get you legal. Let's get you out of the shadows. Let's deal with this. Congress has 6 months in which to address this issue. And I believe that they can do the job and get it done so that you can live in peace here in the United States of America and enjoy the true American dream the way you always hoped it could happen. So may it be so.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we never said it was going to be easy, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, after all, this has been cumulative. Kind of like gaining weight. You know, you decide one day, you look in the mirror and go, whoa, where did that other person, you know, what happened to the original me? It took a while to get there. It's going to take a while to get it squared away. Same thing with this country. It is a process. And here to help us all and to keep the truth in front of us is the author of The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote. Investigative reporter par excellence. She is the host of her own show that airs weekly on Sunday nights, Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson, and season 3 about ready to get underway starting this Sunday. So we're looking forward to some continuing exceptional investigative reporting, something that our nation has been longing for. Cheryl Atkinson, good to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I know that we got a last-minute change here. I guess we're going to talk about North Korea at, on this opening season of season 3, huh?
Right. I mean, we shot a few stories this summer that were building for the fall season. One of them was about ISIS moving into the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
But with all that's happening with North and South Korea, which we anticipated would be very active, we did shoot some interviews and stories on the demilitarized zone, DMZ line, between North and South Korea as well. So that will be our opener.
Well, boy, a lot of moving pieces here. Kim Jong-un, resistant to United Nations. Ambassador Haley said very clearly that this president, Un, is begging for war. This is pretty serious stuff here, Cheryl.
It is. I mean, I wonder, you know, everybody wonders how much of what he says is bluster and how much is real. But if he were to detonate nuclear weapons somewhere, you know, on friendly territory against what he perceives as an enemy, I think we would look back and say he told us he was going to do it. I mean, he's been so clear and explicit about what he says he wants to do and plans to do. It's a very tricky problem, though, because, you know, as we learned, you can't just go and take him out easily because you're left with still the same military and country there and same issues. It's not as though that gets rid of the problem.
Yeah, because you have a country that this is all they know. This is their culture. This is what they've been raised to believe in. You know, those that have defected, been able to get out of North Korea, are shocked to realize it's almost like they discovered that the earth is not flat after all.
Well, and you can't, you know, who takes over?
Mm-hmm.
United States? No, you can't really go run a country that's hostile, that has a military and a whole entire people that obviously would be against that. It's just not easy. And what we'll try to do in our report this week is go back a little bit and explain how we got here, why it's so important to look at the history, the U.S. involvement in the Koreas, dating back to World War II, and how they split up and so on.
Are you going to also address the issue, as best you can, Kim Jong-un's goal, his stated goal, is that he wants to unify Korea. Are you going to address that as well?
Well, we'll talk about how that was why, initially, North Korea, after they were split, invaded South Korea. That's what he says is ultimately what he wants to do. We'll touch on it, but not dive deep in much more than that. But, you know, the irony is, back in World War II, and I had to study up on this, maybe your listeners already do a lot of this, but South Korea was very economically distressed at the time, and they have become this huge success story. Under communist rule, North Korea has, of course, just deteriorated to nothing, while South Korea, under free rule, has really become an economic huge global success story. And no one really ever predicted that at the time when we came in to help South Korea, and China came in to help North Korea. That's where the dividing line was.
Yeah, I think that's the thing to take note of. I mean, here it is. You've got a tale of two countries within a country, North and South. The United States helping one that decided to, leverage the investment of the American citizenry. And here we've got quite the success story. And on the other side, you've got China, enabling North Korea. And you've got a very dependent class that now is out of control, that is, as Pat Riley would call it, the disease of more. It's just not enough.
And, you know, their communist rule simply has failed miserably, failed the people, failed economically, failed in pretty much every way as a model that you can imagine. Also, I didn't know, again, maybe some of your listeners already did, that we partnered with the Soviet Union initially to split Korea up, after World War II, and decide how that dividing line was going to go. That's how it was decided North Korea would be communist and South Korea would not.
Exactly. No, I think it's very well documented. Again, when you have a chance to focus on the history like what you're doing, and this is, again, what we appreciate, Cheryl, what you and your team are doing with Full Measure, you're able to get into an incredible amount of detail. And I like the idea that, I like the sub-headline to the show, it's the most fearless half hour of original investigative reporting on TV. This is something that America has longed for, and dare I say America, I say the world, because, we want to get down to the truth and understand what it is that we're dealing with. We were so quick to jump on issues, from an emotional position without getting all the facts. And I understand, I think it's part of the disease of the culture in which we live in today. I often say that we're the microwave generation. We stand in front of the microwave and yell, hurry up. Things just not move fast enough, But it is important for us to understand what has preceded all this. So I think what you're bringing to this season 3 opener is going to be invaluable for people in understanding what is the mindset of Kim Jong-un in North Korea.
Well, I've long thought that we in the news tend to accidentally talk way past people. And I don't mean over their head in the sense that people aren't smart. But I mean, if you don't already know about an issue, if you haven't studied it and looked into it on your own, sometimes we make it difficult to jump on board. We talk about it as if you already know everything that happened and why it happened. So what I try to do, in addition to bringing stories and facts without the spin, I'm not trying to make you think a certain way, but number two, give a little bit of context and background so that if you didn't know much about it, you can jump aboard and learn a lot more about why it matters.
And this is the, part of the challenge of where we live in today. I mean, right now, you imagine such a portion of our world here domestically is underwater, dealing with the most immediate of survival, recovery, and rebuilding. And, of course, we have another storm heading, toward Florida, possibly. When you know it, I've been on a little bit of a tour, from Hawaii and California, and then I come to Florida, and it's hello, Irma.
Wow, it's following you.
Yeah, good. good timing here, you know. So, but, you know, between Irma and the bugs of Florida, you know, that I just, you know, I'm just so enamored with it. It just is unbelievable. But that's a whole nother story. Our conversation with Cheryl Atkinson continues. We're talking about investigative reporting that has a fearless new home with Full Measure that airs Sundays at 9 o'clock Eastern. And you can check your local listings because this is a must-see TV. And we're going to be talking this week. She is going to be talking about North Korea. Stay with us. We've got more from Cheryl after this.
Phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
That heart is so cold all over my home. I don't want to know that, babe. Don't
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. We're talking with Full Measures, Cheryl Atkinson, investigative reporting that has a fearless new home. Actually, it's starting its third season, and their focus will be on North Korea. And this airs nationally at 9 a.m., right, Cheryl?
Yes, different depending on where you live, maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, and it often repeats in the evening.
You know, check your local listings. I tell you, this is really must-see. This is special. This is something that America has been longing for, investigative reporting. And, you know, unlike the previous restraints that Cheryl had to report under, you know, Cheryl, you just, you know, you kind of erred. I mean, you kind of believed what they taught you in journalism school and what you were taught early on in your career. You should pursue the truth. And the landscape of the editorial rooms have changed in such a way that clearly there is a media bias, and you have fought to overcome that. And thank God you've been able to find an outlet and a home to do the kind of things that, you know, promotes your giftedness. And we're grateful for that.
Thank you so much. Whoever would have thought that just doing a story as a reporter, going in the field, finding what's happening and reporting it back factually would be controversial or unwanted. And it, and it wasn't for years. I mean, I'm not saying this has always been the case, but the last couple of years, and it wasn't just CBS, believe me, print and other networks and television places, my colleagues complain of the same things. In the words of one, you could go out to a site and tell folks back in New York the car is red, and they'll tell you to report that the car is blue.
Right.
You know, it's just, it's incredible, because what we're all about should be, and I think is, just seeking truth and facts. And in my case, I'm trying to bring forward facts that others don't want you to see. And I really, in the end, don't care what you conclude or what you think. My goal mm-hmm. isn't to sway you and convince you and make you decide something. It's just to let you know something, and mm-hmm. particularly something maybe others don't want you to know, and then you decide what to do with it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're giving credit to your audience and to the viewers that they're smart enough to figure this out, unlike Jonathan Gruber, who was one of the architects of the Affordable Care Act, who said that the people were too stupid, and so they just took advantage of what they thought of the people and wrote up a rather confusing piece of legislation. Cheryl, I'm sure your colleagues, you know, maybe not openly support you because, after all, they've got families to feed and a job to keep. And so they're going along to get along. But I'm sure they high five you on the side and say thank you for the smear, because this is kind of, you know, not only your heartbeat and your perspective and your answer to all this manipulation that has taken place in our country. And this is something that everybody should read to see, okay, look at, you know, we are, you know, we talk about the truth. It seems that, you know, people, well, you know, truth is subjective. Well, no, truth is truth. And that's what we try to pursue. And I know you do the same thing. And you pointed out this very clearly in the smear, how shady political operatives, fake news, control what you see, what you think, and, you know, how you vote. And the American people really messed up the whole program because it didn't come out the way they expected.
You know, it's, you're right about my colleagues, many of them being very supportive. And you're right about that they have families to feed. I mean, a lot of them can't walk away like I did. And I thought long and hard about it before I did. I didn't have another job. I didn't think I'd necessarily work in the industry again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's not easy when you, fortunately for me, my kids just about finished with college. I just have one, but I can't tell you how many job interest calls I've gotten from other journalists and people working in the industry. And I have just the tiniest staff right now.
Right.
But people are thirsty. I like to say, good journalists hate what's happening to the news. Mm-hmm. You know, many of them do. And the weirdest phenomenon to me is that so many in the industry have exempted themselves, ourselves, from our normal ethics and standards and practices with the excuse that we should list them because this president is so uniquely dangerous that mm-hmm. we have to. So, in other words, they've given themselves an excuse to be biased, and they're calling that fair.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very strange turn of events.
Well, this president needs help. Doesn't need anybody on the sidelines putting a stick in their spokes. I mean, he is not an experienced political operative. This is a classic CEO, and one that the country for a long time has been saying that we needed. We needed somebody with a business mindset who could come up and clean up this mess. And I keep seeing this picture of him coming out of the Oval Office, I think in his first week, and going, this is a mess. And when he said that, it was like the fear of God was upon him. You know, that he realized, yeah, it was right. Almost like, wow, what did I just walk into? I mean, landmines abound. And here he is, like, for example, with DACA. He's just trying to square the record away, get these kids out of the shadows, and, you know, give them some legal standing. They don't have legal standing right now. Instead of them being grateful for it, everybody, and I'm not saying, I shouldn't say everybody, that's not true, but there's a lot of emotion running around instead of coming alongside and saying, okay, look, this is a good observation. These kids do not have legal standing. What can we do to give them legal standing? Let's do something that Barack Obama didn't do. Let's bring in the rule of law. Let's have Congress. We're going to give them 6 months to figure this thing out. And who knows, we might have some bipartisanship on this thing.
Well, let me give an example about coverage. You will not see in general two sides or various sides to the story. And yet there are, because almost everybody is vested in the one side. And that's one of the things that I say is unfair. It should absolutely be reported and is about the kids that came here through no fault of their own, have lived and been contributing people to this culture and to this country and all of that. You know, I totally agree. But try to propose a story on the other side about people who slipped through the Dreamer program, who are 40 years old, who raped someone, who killed, for example, three people. Mm-hmm. There are murders. I mean, maybe it's, yes, indeed, rare, but this is a component of the program.
Yes.
What about the issue that we are a country that can't pay its bills? And if we're going to reach out and take on new obligations and responsibilities of deserving people, why are we favoring the children of those who broke laws? In a sense, it's basically saying because their parents came here illegally, they get the benefit of it when there are many children all over the world that need help, that are in distressed situations. So if we're going to open our arms to additional people through beyond the legal process, who decides that it gets to be this group of people? I think there are a lot of discussions to be had without coming down on one side or the other, but you will only hear one-sided discussions in general. And a lot of issues have become that way where, you know, I noticed at CBS, anytime I proposed a story on noble illegal immigrants who have come here and served this country, sometimes they've been in the military and they've been wronged or they've been discriminated against, those sailed on the air. But if I ever proposed a story on some who have come here and done terrible things or trafficked in their fellow countrymen illegally as slaves here in this country and kept them captive and so on, they don't want those stories. So you're only hearing one narrative, and that's the fault of the news.
Yeah, and that's the dangerous aspect of this whole deal, because it is a spectrum that run the entire gamut. Sex trafficking, you know, the stories that have been reported there, Cheryl, that, you know, people, you know, for me being Hispanic, I get attacked by people going, wait a minute, you're Hispanic, why do you, because I appreciate the full spectrum and I'm trying to protect the women and young boys, the young boys who've been turned into drug mules and the women who are in sex camps, providing sex, you know, according to one report, as many as 20 times a day. They're burning out these women in 3 to 5 years. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. But no, we can't talk about that, Cheryl.
Well, let me add two more. How about the role the U.S. plays, according to law enforcement that I've spoken to on the border, by allowing illegal immigrants to stay when they shouldn't be allowed to? We have basically fed the human trafficking industry and put people in danger because they're, you know, putting their life savings or trading for sex in order to get here with the idea that they could stay.
Exactly.
That's awful. I mean, they're just, I won't go off onto that tangent, but there are many stories that aren't discussed for reasons of narrative.
Well, we appreciate the honesty that you're pursuing and the objectivity and the true journalism that you're providing in your investigative reports with Full Measure with Cheryl Atkinson. Airs Sunday, season 3 gets underway, and the focus will be North Korea. Cheryl, as always, great to have you with us.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Well, however you decide to connect with us, thank you for joining us as the conversation continues and our commitment to you to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Our next conversation is with an attorney for Christian Saucier. Now, you remember the story of Christian. Christian was the U.S. Navy submariner who was tried in a non-military court, which is kind of bizarre. I mean, he's in the military. Why would you not be tried in a military court? But somehow this didn't happen, and his attorney will explain why. Christian's name also came up in the campaign of Donald Trump, as you'll recall, and he himself even said it was unjust, that there was something totally out of whack here. And as you recall, we interviewed Christian's mom as well. This was several months back as we brought the story to the front forefront, and kind of in hopes that the president would move quickly to pardon Christian, but that did not happen. But here with us right now is Ron Daigle to bring us up to date. Ron is Christian Saucier's attorney. He's a graduate of the University of Albany Law School, also the chief of police of Granville, New York. Ron, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate that that you come on. Also, a very important thing here to mention is that you were a chief petty officer in the U.S. Navy. So you do have some understanding of the USMG, MJ, the United States Military Justice Code, and you understand how some of these things work. So where is Christian today, and update us as to what's going on?
Well, I've been anxiously awaiting by my Facebook Messenger and hoping to get a message that Chris is out. He's due to get out any minute now. So we're really anxiously awaiting his arrival. So that's the latest that we're really anxious about. Today he gets out and he goes on house arrest for the next 30 days. And then after that, he gets then he's going to be on probation for the next 3 years.
Now let's go over this, because I mean, in light of, you know, what happened with Hillary, how national secrets have been exposed, and the DNC with John Podesta. I mean, it's an endless deal. Review for everybody the case of Christian Saucier. What happened to him? This seems so unfair by comparison.
Bill, that's a great question. What happened here? I mean, we really don't understand it ourselves. I mean, we can draw some conclusions that this case was highly politicized. It was happening during the Clinton investigation, and our surmise is that they were looking for somebody to make an example of. But it just looks horrible that they're making an example of Christian Saucier, prosecuting him for a Navy crime. And the reason I think they pulled it out of the Navy courts is because me in the Navy, I dealt with these cases. I was a master at arms, chief petty officer. And if somebody did that, we would take those photographs from them, and we would, and just like when Chris was first, he wasn't caught, but two of his buddies were caught with the same types of pictures. They were demoted and they were fined. And then they moved on with their Navy career. Never to have to deal with this again.
Right.
Now, Christian Saucier got picked up and prosecuted at a time when, things were hyper-partisan, hyper-political, and we think he was used as a political pawn, to be honest with you.
Without a doubt. So this is new, that people did not realize that there were two others. Now, were these two others at the same time, or, you know, like months previous?
Okay, here. Great. I'm glad that's new. Okay, what happened was his two buddies were caught with pictures on their flip phones in 2009, the same time Chris had taken these photos. And Chris didn't get caught at that point. So he just basically, it was an old phone, he threw it away. Or, you know, threw it in his stuff, never to think of it, you know, like people do with their old phones. Well, fast forward to 2013, he's cleaning out his house, and supposedly the phone turned up in a dump, and somebody discovered these six photos out of thousands of photos on his phone. They magically came up with these six that were classified, or some were classified, some were not classified. But needless to say, it was ridiculous the way they were classified, because you couldn't see anything in the photographs anyway except for a bunch of pipes and gauges running everywhere.
But it was just the idea that it was shot inside a nuclear submarine, and he was he at the comm station generally? Or what area of the submarine was he in when they took the pictures?
He was back towards the propulsion area.
Okay,
he's an engineer, so he worked on propulsion type stuff. And one of the pictures were of his desk. Wanted to show his daughter where he worked when she got older. So,
and this would be something that most kids would want to do, right? This is the selfie era. This is the picture taking era. I mean, obviously he needed to be sensitive, and he had some experience. But probably thought, well, these are pretty benign. And you got two other buddies going, hey, let's take some pictures, and you know how that goes. And we've all right.
Bill, when I was in Iraq, we took pictures of everything, not really thinking that this stuff could get us in trouble. Everybody takes pictures over there. I can tell you that. I mean, when you see some of the stuff that I've seen, you sit there and you think, wow, am I really here? Am I really seeing this?
Right.
And then the next thought on your mind is, I got to get a picture of this.
Yes,
this
exactly.
It's real.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so we take pictures every day of our workplaces. I mean, everybody takes pictures of where they work to show their family or whatever these days. That's a common thing too.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was first coming out. These were flip phones, and trust me, the pictures that Chris had on his flip phones, they were nothing special. They weren't great pictures, you know. They didn't come out that well because this is when flip phones first came in.
Exactly. So yeah. What all did it reveal? You say a couple of pipes, his desk. I mean, was there, you know, some, you know, digital machinations or, you know, pictures of instrumentation or something like that that you would say, yeah, this is really, this is close or this could be problematic?
No, I mean, that was the prosecution's claim that some of this stuff was problematic and that there was. But if you take a look at the pictures, I share them online all the time. Take a look at the pictures that are out there in the public. You can see nothing. I mean, you can't really tell what it is because everything on a sub is painted gray inside, you know, so it kind of blends in. It's hard to tell what the pipes lead to. And no, there's no digital, you know, he didn't have any pictures of digital screens or anything like that. You know,
so,
there's no way to see anything on it, really.
Yeah. So, Ron, we know the president has already said, look, I'm not going to pardon him. Do you think that this is something he does down the road? Because when we spoke with Christian's mother, you know, what Christian is facing with, I mean, here he looked forward to a career. He had medical support. All that has been flushed down the toilet. I mean, he's not starting all over again. I mean, he's like, you know, 50 yards behind the starting line.
Yeah, he is really, because now he's coming out with a felony conviction, and it's very tough for somebody with a felony conviction to go in. And I mean, he was a professional at his trade. He's highly skilled. He's an engineer and stuff. So this kid can fix anything, and he's going to have a tough time getting employment. He'll have a tough time getting employment for $10 an hour because he's a convicted felon.
Well, he's going to have to be an entrepreneur. He's going to start his own business. And, you know, based on what I've heard about him, I know this is tough. But, you know, the cream always rises, Ron, as you know. And this kid has too much going for him. And this was unjust. And I always find that these things, you know, work their way through. And hopefully he can stay balanced. I know this has been very difficult for him and his family. I mean, he has a young kid, right?
Yes, he has a daughter who turns two in 2 days.
Oh, wow.
She'll be 2 years old, so he'll be out for her birthday.
Oh, that's good. Well, that's good news on one hand, and I look forward to speaking with Christian directly. Ron, what's the next status at this point? What do we do next?
Well, what we do next is we're still trying to put pressure to get this pardon done because, as you know, a pardon is as much political as it is a legal process. There's really no legal process for a pardon.
Right. Well, Ron, we got to leave it right there. Again, we thank you for coming on and breaking it down for us. Ron Daigle, Christian Saucier's attorney, Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Ron.
Care for your mom or dad, but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. 800-501-1633. That's 800-501-1633.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
To Bill Martinez live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, just one of the many ways you can connect with us, 280 plus affiliates. Online, Red State Talk Radio, also via shortwave all around the world. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Andrea Kay joins us now, conservative radio and TV hostess with the mostest, host of the Andrea Kay Show, which makes sense because that's what we try to do in spite of the nonsensical things that we have to deal with. DACA, let's say. Andrea, how are you?
Well, I'm good. It's always the highlight of my week to be here. Happy hump day, everybody.
Yeah,
so
here we are.
To get over today. I mean,
yeah.
there's a hump everywhere.
Yep, exactly, especially when it comes to DACA. You're down there in San Diego, so you're seeing the emotional decibels being increased and, you know, ginned up by the crazy left that's doing nothing to, you know, bring some sense to the discussion. Now, let's just stay in the histrionics. Let's go overly emotional as opposed to, you know, looking at what Donald Trump is doing for these kids. I mean, he's giving them legitimacy. Barack Obama did them no favors. He created this humongous mess, kicked it down the road. I mean, it was bad enough that they kept kicking it down the road, but he kicked it down the road with a, you know, kind of a loose wire with a sign that says, pull here and watch it explode, right?
Yeah.
Well, what a great president.
Yeah, you know, a lot of pressure was that on local news this morning. Asked a GOP strategist, you know, if Trump was putting too much pressure on Congress by putting this back over to them, and I thought, oh my God, woman asking the question, have you ever read the U.S. Constitution? Do you have any understanding of what our government is all about? What
that is their job.
Right. I mean, that's their job in Congress. What Obama did was, after 29 times he went around saying that he didn't have the constitutional power to do this, he decided, like the dictator that he was, to whip out that powerful pen of his and do something he had no right to do, which only made things worse for the, quote, dreamers. But I will tell you that living on a border town, we are suffering here in California, and particularly in San Diego, under the histrionics, the hysteria by Republicans as well as the left. I actually had a San Diego-based
quote, the rising star of the San Diego Republican Party, come on to my show yesterday mm-hmm. and quote the same liberal talking point crap that we're hearing from the left.
You got to be
for
kidding.
For example, these are our best and our brightest. How are they the best and the brightest? What do you, why are
based
they
on,
superior?
Based on what? You've
exactly.
got the full spectrum of kids. You have kids that, yes, have entered the military, that have taken advantage of the educational. I say taken advantage because they're not citizens. They came here, even though, you know, innocently in some cases, by their parents. Again, it runs the full gamut. Not everybody is pure here. But some have taken advantage and said, okay, look, I get a free education. I'm going to jump all over that. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to enroll. I'm going to enlist in the military. I'm going to demonstrate to America that I'm an asset. Well, God bless those kids for doing that. And those are the kids that we want to stand at the doorway and not let them pass through. We say, welcome, you know, you get it. So we're going to make sure that because it wasn't your fault and because we have a government and a government, Republican, Democrats, people that misrepresented, you know, America, its citizens, and allowed this to happen and be perpetuated. And so we have some dual responsibility for this. It's not like we're all clean and can wash our hands and just say, well, fine, we're just going to, you know, but the kids need to understand and families need to understand. There's not going to be any, you know, moving vans that are going to come and, you know, pick you up in the middle of the night and take you to the border and drop you off and say, hasta la vida, you know, hasta luego here, you know.
Well,
that ain't going to happen.
I got to tell you that in San Diego, there have been, raids like from ICE in neighborhoods going door to door in a way that we have not seen in recent times. So
really?
Seeing that, yeah.
Well,
and so,
I thought they were going after gang members and MS-13s, no?
And they probably are. And you know what? That should include some of these, quote, dreamers, because another fallacy that the histrionic left and Republicans on the right, because it's all about power. Although mm-hmm. President Trump is correct to tweet out today that any Republican who thinks that anybody who came here illegally is going to vote for Republican, regardless of what Congress does with DACA, has their head crazy.
Yeah.
But maybe they were going door to door looking for the criminals, which, oh, by the way, does include the dreamers. Another mm-hmm. bad talking point from the left and the right is that all 800,000, as though we actually even know the number, mm-hmm. all 800,000 of these dreamers are all perfectly squeaky clean, and none of them have committed any crimes. Meanwhile, we've got reports that one of them out of Washington, I guess, was allegedly raped a 19-year-old woman, tore off her ear after attacking her with a kettlebell in the gym after he assaulted a 14-year-old girl. So we need to not be going down the road of being allowed anybody, Congress included, to be beat over the head with the PC stick. And I'm glad you brought up the point that those that are here that are acting like good Americans, want to be good Americans, they need to be looked at. But those of them demanding entitlement, showing up, demanding that the American flag not be shown on Cinco de Mayo, bad-mouthing Trump, doing documentaries, bad-mouthing America, they need to be told to get out, in
yeah.
my opinion.
Well, and also I take exception to the president in you know, reducing it to the vote. This has nothing, I mean, if that's what your motivation is, the vote, you're missing the whole point. The motivation needs to be for the higher calling of these individuals. These are human beings, okay? Let's look at them that way. Let's respect that, you know, we're all human beings. And if we were in their shoes, you know, we would want to be here, but we would also want to be, I would think, for the most part, you know, productive. And if we weren't, then we deserve the consequences. You want to join a gang, you want to upend the rule of law in our U.S. Constitution, you're not welcome. Okay, so go and, you know, go find yourself another home, or go create yourself another country that you think you can get away with your craziness. That's not what this is all about. We want people, and whether it's from South America or anywhere in the world, that wants to come here and be a part of this, you know, this city on a shining hill. Do you add or take away? If you want to add to the proposition of legal immigration that is win-win for all concerned, for yourself, your family, for its citizens, hey, you're welcome. And we need, you know, as we've been talking about this, Andrea, when we look at immigration, I'm talking about legal immigration. You know, Donald Trump came out with this arbitrary number, you know, maybe just to, for argument's sake. So, okay, we're going to reduce the number to, rather than 1 million green cards, we're going to do 500,000. You know, to me, that's arbitrary. I think you got to look at it, you know, right now, there is a yearn for, you know, educated
scientific-oriented, the STEM-oriented, people to come in and work for this country. We got people all over the world. Some are doing this, by phone anyway and connected with Silicon Valley. It would work better for us if they were here and they assimilated, became citizens, and we go out and draft them. It's like a baseball team going out and saying, hey, look, how would you like a lineup of cleanup hitters, 9 cleanup hitters on your roster every night? How would you like that? Do you think that would, kind of tilt the advantage of the game on your part? And of course, that's without Apple Watches, by the way. No Apple Watches. We're just going to do it straight up, okay?
Well, let me unpack everything you just said. First of all, I think his tweet was referring to illegal immigrants in general because mm-hmm. Trump was elected to seal the border. He was elected to stop the invasion of this country through the physical borders as well as through the virtual borders and the visa programs coming here. He was not necessarily referring to DACA. But the Republican Party has allowed this to get out of control for votes because it's all about power for the Republicans and the Democrats. It's not about giving a crap about any minorities or about any American citizens or about anybody, anything but power. Mm-hmm. And I think he's right to point that out, that the Republican Party has allowed this to get out of control with the false notion that they can somehow get votes from expanding a dependency class. Because you're right, we need skilled workers coming into this country. We need people who can come here and speak the language and work. We need people who come here with a higher education and some skills to offer, because there's only so many fields with strawberries, which has been the argument that we need to bring them here because they're doing jobs that no Americans
would do. Flash me back to my first job I ever had picking strawberries. That's a whole other story. But thank you very much for bringing that up. Yes.
I think, in terms of him picking an arbitrary number, it's always arbitrary when we actually make it to a number, and it should be a number. We should be in complete control of our immigration process. We should know down to the number who's coming here.
Yeah, but see, right now, I don't know what that number is, Andrea, to your point. I agree with you. I don't know what that number is. Is it 1 million? Is it 2 million for the next 5 years? I don't know. And frankly, what drives that number is results. Are we going to advance the proposition? Are we going to get quality people, like you say, who are going to come in and do these high-skilled jobs that can take us to a new level? And forget about making America great again. I say make America greater. What about that proposition?
Well, I think you're right. But I'm flashing to a political panel I did recently with a bunch of African-Americans who were all Trump supporters. And one of the reasons why they voted for President Trump, in the words of one African-American gal, she said both parties, which is one reason why she went to an outsider, President Trump, both parties have allowed almost an entire nation's number of people into this country, 55 to 60 million coming in here. And it has contributed to the decimation of the African-American community in terms of competition for jobs, keeping wages stagnant. And, we really need to, with that many people here, I think the fewer number, the better of anybody that's not skilled.
Well, the other thing, though, on the other side of that proposition, Andrea, and I would say to Black America, Brown America, excuse me, to all Americans, step up. There is a job to be done. Go out there and be excellent at what you do. You will be blessed. You will be happier. And that's what we need right now.
Well, I agree with you, because one of the things that I resent is being told that the Dreamers represent the American dream. The American dream is not based on a criminal act. It's a dream of opportunity, seizing opportunity, working hard, and ambition, not a
criminal title. Well said. Exactly. Andrea Kay, it's all part of Cooler Talk time right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, AK.
Thanks for having me.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Did you know?